Can you cut those floods a little bit? Can you dim them?
Yes?
We can either start or wait for John. We can start, and then John can do the introductions afterwards.
As you please. Those who are at the back, do they hear my voice? My voice is it to them? Yes. Dear brothers and sisters, masters have been coming from time to time just to guide the child humanity back to God. When they come, they are very good observers. They see that everybody is unhappy. Guru Nanak says, I see all are unhappy. Wherever you cast your sight, you see all are unhappy. Then Swamiji came up, he also says, oh soul, I see you are unhappy. First thing to be considered is, when the masters come, they don't look to us from the labels we are carrying on our bodies to show in which school of thought we are joined to know God. They simply address, oh man or oh soul. Kabir also the same thing, ever since a man is born, I have never seen any man happy. And the Quran, the Mohammedan scripture also say, it is the home of distress. Tulsi Sahib, a great saint, it tells us, all are unhappy, some physically, some want of money, some unaccountably answers the mind. So they all observe like that. The question remains, master come. They go into the matter, what is the cause of their unhappiness? They solve the mystery of life. And they came to the conclusion, it is all due to the fact that we are ignorant of what man is, what you are, what is your connection with your body, and all around. So say, solve this mystery of life, then find out where the shoe pinches, why we are unhappy. So they gave out all masters that they came from. They came from the east or the west, all gave out the same thing. Greek philosophers, they came up and they said, man knows thyself, of course, in their own Greek language, Gnoti Theotom. Old Latin philosophers also say the same thing in Latin language, Gnosi Tiphon. All Persian philosophers, this is the ultimate goal of all knowledge, is to know oneself. He says, we are man. Man has three aspects. It has got body, it has got intellect, and it is conscious entity. So we have known so much about the man body, about our intellect, or nothing about our own self. We do know about ourselves only that much, what we have read in scriptures. So knowing oneself is the start, basic thing, whereafter we can know God. Because God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, or mind, or intellect. God alone can be known by soul, which is of the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness. Our soul is the top of the ocean of all consciousness. So like knows the like. Generally what we see, we know at the level of our feelings are drawing inferences. And both of them are subject to error. Seeing is above all. So it should see that it is purely a matter of self-analysis. By rising above body consciousness, who we are and what we are. We say it is our body, it is our outgoing faculties. We can put off, if I say my spectacle, we can put it off, my watch, we can put it off, my coat, we can put it off. But can you put off our body too? We say it is my body. So masters come up to give us a demonstration of that, really how to rise above body consciousness. So you know the outward expression of the soul is called attention. So our attention is identified with the body, with the outgoing faculties and the outward world, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So to say, our soul is under the control of mind. Mind is the control of the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the outside enjoyments. So we are identified with themselves so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Now you find, it is we who enliven the whole body. It is we from which these outgoing faculties take strength to work. But pity the whole thing topsy-turvy. Horse had to run, take away the carriage, and carriage is put before the horse. This thing, I think you might have noticed in your daily life, when one man is sitting in some absorbed thought, somebody calls you once, twice, thrice, you do not reply, he comes up to you, asks, dear friend, I have called you so many times, why don't you reply? He says, my attention was absorbed somewhere else. So long the attention is not with the ears don't work. Similarly, sometimes you will find that your eyes are open and you are sitting in a very absorbed state. Somebody passes by you and do not understand, do not recognize who has come and who has gone. Newton was solving a mathematical problem by a roadside, and a band passed by him while playing. Later on, another man came up and inquired, Newton, as any band has passed by this place? He said, I don't know. Now you'll find these outgoing faculties take strength from us. Unless our attention is there, they don't work. So how to this demonstration can be had, how to know oneself by practical self-analysis at the feet of a master. So they gave us a demonstration really how to rise above body consciousness. We see for our own selves, then how can we be happy? Well, because the attention is absorbed all outside. When it is withdrawn from outside, practically this house is a wonderful house we live in, which has got so many holes, so many apertures, two of the eyes, two of the nostrils, two of the ears, and mouth, and 200. So there are so many holes, doors in the man body, opening outside, but we do not run away out of it. So our body works as long as we are in the body, and we are in the body as long as we are controlled in the body by some power. That power is one that the maker of all creation and controller of all creation and permeating all creation, that very power also keeps us in the body. So when we rise above body consciousness by withdrawing our attention from all outside and from the body below, the demonstration of which is given by a master, adapt in that way, then you know I am not the body. I am not the outgoing faculties. I am not the intellect. He says, these take strength from me. I am the one enlivening the whole body. When you see that, then you conceive that power working over it. The highest aim of a man's body is to know God. Who can know God? We. Who are we? We are conscious entities. When we are analyzed from all outside, outgoing faculties, mind and intellect, rise above it, we see that power is working. So there was an atheist. In his home he had got a very big hall, and that one motto was written, God is nowhere. He was dying, he was at deathbed, he was an atheist. And the child came up, he began to read, G-O-D, God, I-S is, N-O-W, now, H-E-R-E, here, God is now here. And the dying man said, yes, my child, there's some power that is controlling us. So if we have to know God, we must know ourselves, because it is the conscious entity which can know the all consciousness. So there's another way. If you rise to body consciousness, just as a dying man leaves the body and come to the back of the eyes, when his eyes are upturned, if you know how to rise there while alive, you see that power. So man is the highest in all creation. It is next to God. Angels are asked to bow down before the man body. Even the gods and goddesses, if they like to meet God, know God, they have to take the body of man. So it is the highest in all creation. All Upanishads are the same. When the souls of the rishis return after enjoying the bliss of the higher planes, and they chose the man body to enter, because in man body alone can man know reach God and no other. Even gods and goddesses cannot reach him unless they take the man body. So man has got three aspects, as I submitted before. It has got man body, it has got intellect, and it is conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. So we have made progress, advancement, wonderfully, physically too. We know how the physical body can be maintained, how the diseases arise, how those can be set right. They've got so many patches at our command. Oldest is the Ayurvedic, then the Yunani system, then the allopathic, homeopathic, naturopathic, electronic treatments. So many systems are coming. Intellectually, we have also advanced very wonderfully, that is before you. We can hear and see man speaking at a distance, thousands of miles, through radio. What he is speaking and who is speaking through television. We have visited the moon, and we are visiting other planets also. We can go around the world in hours. With all these advancements, we are not happy. That's the reason. So Master tells us, you can be happy if you rise above body consciousness, analyze yourself from mind and outgoing faculties, know yourself. When you know yourself, like knows the like. You'll find that power within you, your body. So Guru Nanak gave the same thing. He says, all world is unhappy if he knows himself, withdraws himself from all outside and from the body below, then he comes in contact with that controlling power, God into expression power, which is called Nam or world. Only such a soul can be happy. Because that is the bread of life and water of life. We have given food to the body, we have become physically strong. We have given food to the intellect, we have gone intellectually strong. With all these, we have inventions of bombs, neurotic bombs, hydrogen bombs. The world is afraid. Anytime this war begins, the world will come to an end. But had we known ourselves first, then all these things should have gone, then what would have found? That we are of the same essence as that of God. We are drops of the ocean of all consciousness. As such, we are all brothers and sisters in God. So all these atomic powers, this and that thing, would have gone to help mankind. All this is due to what? Because we have done little or nothing to know ourselves. And moreover, you'll find, after this man body is given to us temporarily, it won't last long. This is the first companion that comes along with us into the world. But when we leave the world, this does not go along with us. So the one man who rises above body consciousness, his angle of vision is changed. You know, Christ did say, it is easy for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man with so much of possession expended in thought, he cannot, no hope for him. So if your angle of vision is changed, you would have the right perspective of the right values of these things. If a man of millions or thousands or hundreds or nothing, they leave everything here. To earn money is not a bad thing, but earn it with honest means. Help yourself and help others. Man is one who is of help to others too. Animals only of help to themselves. Look to the face of the animal, it is like that, facing earthwards. If it remains all too earthly, no strange. God is man made face upward. So this want all masters wanted that man should prove the true Son of God. We are all brothers and sisters of God. In that case, in these things the world will be happy. Kingdom of God will come to our on earth. Your conscious entities as man you'll find, we are one. Man is born with the same privilege from God. Born the same way, outer construction the same. Two eyes, two hands, two feet, two ears, two nostrils. Inner construction also the same. All have got stomach, lungs, intellect. So as a man, we are one. As soul, we are drops of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters and are one. As such, we are all brothers and sisters in God, we are already one. And whom we worship, called by so many names, that is also the same. The archers may be many, but the target is the same. You remain in any social body, in any religion, all pray to God. O God, although we have not seen, this is the natural instinct with an each body, you know some power is there. So, it is the third aspect about which we know little or nothing. That is why all this happiness, unhappiness due to. Then the Master tells us, look here, your conscious entity. You are God in spirit and you are spirit in man. As spirit is eternal, and why you fear that you will die? So the body whom we worship is the same. This is the angle of meaning is changed like that. So as such you will find the world will be all happy. The world is, this is the first self-evident fact we have taken, you see. Second self-evident fact is, the world is not our home, nor this body which we are living in. Our true home is the house of our Father. We are conscious entity. Everything goes to its original source, light a candle. The flame will go up, even to upward it, even then the flame will go up. But the source of light, sun, is upward. You throw a cloud of earth very high in the heavens, again that will return to earth, because the source is earth below. So our soul is just controlled by these things, and identified and being under the control of mind, which is material, we always being led to the earthly things. So they tell us, your this man body is not your permanent home, not this world. Your real home is above all heavens. It is that place which is the house of our Father. So naturally, those who come to that awakening, their angle of vision is changed. They consider themselves to be just stuck fast in the earth, whereas his true home is above all heaven. So body is the first companion, as I told you, which came along with us when entering the world, whether king or the subject, rich or the poor, learned or the unlearned, all have to leave the body. In the saints, in the incarnation, they took body and left the scene. And we have also to be leave the world someday. So it is a wonderful house we live in. This works, as I submitted already, it works only so long as we are body, and we are in the body so long as some power is controlling us in the body. So this is the high time. Man body is the golden opportunity that we have got. Why? Because in this man body only we can know God, and in no other body. All scriptures speak very highly about it, and they tell us that derive the full body as long as you are in the body. Kabir says, keep the body as long as you can, restore, will keep it at least up to 100 years. Once this is passes out of our hand, we will go where we are attached. If we are attached to the world, naturally will come round and round to the earth. If, while in man body, we know ourselves and have a contact with all consciousness within, naturally will go after death to the tomb of the Father. So all scriptures tell us this is man body in which God is manifested, can be manifested. This is held by very good fortune. It is your turn to meet God. So man's the greatness lies in the fact that he know God. He can know God. If he has not known God, why brag so much, I am the head of all creation? So the highest thing that we have to find is to know God. So body is the true temple of God in which we live in which the light of God is manifest. Outer temples were made out of the man body, bundle of man body. All masters who came, they said the two masks is the man body. God does not reside in temples made by human hands, but he does live in body, in the house which he has built in the womb of the mother. That's the man body. So outer places of worship, whether they are temples of the Hindus, they are dome-shaped, whether they are mosques, forehead-like shaped, whether they are churches, long nose-shaped, they are the two symbols of God are kept. And God wanted, I one and wish to be many. There was vibration, and vibration results in two things, light and sound. So God is light, and God is nada. God is the music of the spheres. So these outer temples are made just to let the beginners know that such like guide and such like light and such like sound of God, voice of God is reverberating within your own man body. The body in which you live, that is the true temple of God. Outer temples were only made to let those understand, those are new, what is what. So the same light you have got in the churches, the same light is lit in the temples, the same light is lit in the mosques. So these are only models made, which is the better, best of all. So Master tells us that man body is the best of all in which the light of God is emerging. So I mean the idea of all religions at our hand is what? A Sikh is he who sees the full effulgent of light within him. He is called a Khalsa. A Hindu is one who, instead of lighting outside, he lights the within, sees the light within. A Mohammedan one who sees the light of God. And a Christian also one who sees the light of God. Ultimate goal is the same. That school is better in which many students come up successful. Which school is better? Which has got high, very grand buildings, very good playing grounds, very good dresses of the students. Where no student passes that gets a higher degree. The watch is there, made of gold, studded with rubies. And it does not give time then. So man body, that religion, that school of thought is the best in which that turns out so many successful students who see the light of God. But who can make us see that light of God? That's the question. Masters always say that light is within you, the body is temple, and with the light of God is refulgent. Why, man, you are going round and round outside? If you want to find him, tap inside. That is what Emerson says. So for that reason, it is the Master's, Christ said, I have come to make people see who do not see. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. We are all children of light, enveloped by so many sheets. You know how to take off these sheets, you see the light is already there. So for that reason, that is there, why can't we see? Master says there is light within. The reason is, because in contact with mind and matter, soul is going round and round, because wherever it attaches to go there. And further, the law of karma, cause and effect, as you sow, so shall you reap, that goes on in operation. If you sow a good seed, you will reap good fruit. If you sow a bad seed, then the result will be bad. So now the only thing remains, and the mind position, the more you give it, the more it wants. The more you enjoy outside, the more mind, more enjoyment. So the Prussians tell us what is that, by knowing which there is nothing more remains to be known. Mind is permanently satisfied. That can be had, that is within us. Master says that we have seen God everywhere. And we also see, I have seen God in this man body too. Why do we not see? They say mind stands in the way. So first thing you see, we have to control the mind. And Master says, you have got a resolute will to meet God, put a step on your mind first, control it. The next step that you will take, that to reach the house of your father. Now how to control the mind? Masters have gone into it, they found that mind is attracted by outside enjoyments, which you go into, you'll find there are two things specially in them. One is good scenery, good beauty, that attracts anybody. Further, outer music. Mind is driven away like that. So God has made that arrangement within us too. And that is more beautiful, more sweet music of the spheres going on. So Master, what do they give? They take this habit of the mind, they give him the more bliss, more joy, more music within us. And they give a demonstration of that by giving you a demonstration how to withdraw your attention from all outside and withdraw from your body, bring it to the level of the eyes where that single eye is open. If thy single eye be open, single eye be open, your whole body shall be full of light. So light and sound principle is the water of life, bread of life, nectar of life, nectar of nam, which mind once has a taste, all our outer tastes are forgotten. So for that you see there are two things God has kept in our body, you see, light and sound. The two powers there, one of seeing, you got light, all glory and beauty lies within you. Astral plane is more beautiful than the physical one, causal still more, you rise above all these, you have got still more light, good thing. Similarly, sound principle is within you. So Masters, what they do? they give you a demonstration of that within you. You want a small child, you shut him up in a house, what will he do? He will cry, he will break the doors. If you get something more fascinating, more enchanting within, then he won't like to come out. Now mind does not withdraw from outside for the bliss he has got by outer enjoyment. When he once this water of life or bread of life is given by his master, the demonstration given at a sitting, then he got more bliss, more beauty that side, then the mind does not want to come out as well. When you get that bliss, all other outer enjoyments don't attract you. You know, in the life of Lord Krishna, it is said he plunged into the river Jamuna. Underneath he found a hydra-headed cobra, hydra-headed. So while playing on flute, he controlled the cobra. This is a metaphorical speech. How this mind is the hydra-headed snake within you. There are hundreds of ways to keep you away from God and from the truth, from the Master. You can control it only when you come in contact with the light and the music of the spheres within you. So, what it is that brings us into the world again and again, these are the outward enjoyments. So when you get to have this, then naturally you won't come back. You will go where you are, get more bliss and more joy. So now the question is how to come out of this delusion. As I submitted before, our soul is in the control of mind, mind is the control of the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are attracted like anything by outward enjoyments. We are identified with the body and outgoing faculties and the outer world so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We cannot discriminate. So masters, what they do? They advise us to come to a master who will give you a demonstration of that. So all masters in East and West express the same thing by giving out the same solution in their own ways. Christ came up. He gave out, except ye be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, who the Jewish head, great learned man, he came up to Christ and said, we are old men, how can we re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? And the Christ told him, well, look here, you are a learned man, you command respect from everybody. Don't you know that flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit? Then he said, you must be reborn. To reborn means one birth in this man body, the other into the beyond. So India also, this old rishi had the same thing. You must be twice born. One birth in this bad body and one into the beyond. So this custom was there in the old days. 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children were made twice born and they were given Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra means rise above bodies, accept the rays of the sun coming to you, rise up into sun and become identified with the sun. O God, direct our attention to that. This is a prayer. So children 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old were made twice born. This mind, Gayatri Mantra was given to them. Along with that, they gave him the demonstration to see the light of God within sun. Now the same custom prevails amongst Hindus. But for want of practical people, They give the same mantra but no demonstration. Further, you see, all Master says, death is awaiting each one of us. There is no escape from death. Whether old or young, or learned or unlearned, that's the door of the death through which each one of us to pass. That narrow the way, straight is the gate, narrow the way, which leadeth to light within you. How to pass through it? This is a practical question. That is to be reborn, to be twice born. Then they say, learn to die so that you may begin to live. As they submitted you to you before, you would like to know God. Just a dying atheist said, yes, God is some power here now. At the time of death, when child read out, God is now here. Or even if he rise above body consciousness, we see that power is controlling us in the body. So, what is the solution of that? To be twice born? To be reborn? To just learn to die so that we may begin to live? This death, Prophet Muhammad also says, Mautu kevalam, kevalantu mautu, die before you are ready to die, when you die. Dadu says the same thing. All of the masters say the same thing. And they ask how the outgoing faculties are inverted. Once somebody questioned Guru Amar Das, how these outgoings are inverted. Can you better sit and see? This is the demonstration to be given how to withdraw from outside. When it is withdrawn, how you find the body, you rise above body consciousness just as one man does at the time of death when he leaves the body. The soul reaches the back of the eyes when the eyes are upturned. And from there, leaps into the beyond. So this is while living, that silver cord on which their life is based is not broken. While alive, when that is broken, we are not to return. So that is why they question Prophet Muhammad, is it such a death which will lead us to the grave? Said no. It is a death which will lead you from darkness to light. So, it is just a prison house. We are in the prison house, of the body. All doors are locked. How to go up? So Maulana Rumi says, well, make a hole in the roof and go out. There are ways of expressing the same thing. Those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, they have the same experience as one has at the time of death of leaving the body. So for that, naturally, one has to pray, O God, send us such like men who can take us out of the man box of the man body. Swamiji also said, no other man would be able to take you out of the box of the man body except the master. So death awaits each of us, and there is no escape from here. Then what is how to conquer death is to learn to die so that begin to live. Once you know how to rise above body consciousness, death becomes a joy. Saint Paul said, I die daily. This is dying daily. Take cross daily. This is what is taking cross daily. So you'll find kingdom of God cannot be had by observation, it is within you. God realization then comes not possible without a Godman. Why can't we do ourselves? And that committed, we are identified with the man body, outgoing faculties and the world, that we cannot differentiate ourselves. And we have recourse to the methods and practices which relate to the outgoing faculties, body and intellect. Those who are already identified with these, how can they rise above body consciousness by performing those very practices we relate to them. So it is a matter of someone who can drag you out of the box of the man body. So they pray for that. So God is within us. There are 10 doors in the body. 9 are apparent. 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, about 2 underneath. And there is a 10th door which opens into the beyond, which lies at the back of the eyes. So the soul under orders, command of the mind, which is going out through the 9 doors. So 9 doors are the doors of senses. You see? So unless we withdraw from the 9 doors, come to the seat of the soul, which is the 10th door in the body, from where man can go into the beyond too. So we need somebody to help us. We cannot ourselves do, because I've just submitted. We are already identified with these things. So masters, what they do, the very first day, give a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. And the man sees himself, I'm risen, he sees inner eyes open, sees the light of God, he bears testimony to it. So that is why Master said, don't believe in the word of Master unless you see for your own self what he says, maybe little or more. So many have gone that way, but they have not found the way which leads to life. They close their eyes nowhere because they are still in the body. They may visualize anything, premeditate anything that won't take you anything into the beyond. So we need a teacher at every stage of life. As a child, we need parents, brothers and sisters. In the schools, we need teachers. In all outward subjects, which relate to the outgoing faculty, mind or intellect, we need somebody's guidance who is exactly that way. Now this is a subject where all world philosophies and their religion starts. Religion means re, means back, lead you to mind. Nobody is needed there. You can rise above yourself when it's good. What more is wanted? If not, why not pray, O God? In the Sikhs, you see, there's a prayer, O God, give the contact of such a person who is in tune with you. At night, while going before sleep, he says, O God, meet us the masters who may give us a contact with you. So man, masters are the link between man and God. So the 9 doors where we are, they lead to senses. And the 10th door into the beyond. For that reason, you see, those who have met the masters, they solve the mystery of life themselves. When they left the scene, the master left the world, to keep their teachings alive, the school of thought, as the so-called social bodies came into being. So that, if no, with a noble purpose it was, so that many people may derive benefit from the man body. So as long as they are practical people derive the benefit. For want of practical people, the same formation resulted in stagnation, and stagnation results in deterioration. And as the master again come up, well, you're going amiss. So man made religions for the best use of them, to make the best use of them. These men were not made for religions, but religions were made for man to make the best use of them. So God is all jaya, all happiness, all wisdom. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. We are also, you see, have wisdom. The wisdom lies in what? In man body only can we know, God. Have you done anything to do that? If we have not done things you see, we must have taken from foresight, because after all we have to leave body someday. No exception to do. What have we done so far? Are we going on with the eyes closed? A pigeon sees, a cat comes. If he closes his eyes, will he not come in his attack? Cat will eat him up. So this is most personal thing, most important, which concerns our very self and about which we have what we have done. So I have just given you some self-evident facts, and we have to see what is best to be done before us. Time and tide waits for no man. The early we do the better. Death is no bugbear, it is a change from physical plane to the next higher plane. So if we are tied to God, naturally we'll go to God, in the lap of God. If we are not attached to Him, we are attached to the world, our coming and going will go on. So we have got the man body, we have the golden opportunity. How to make the best use of it is to know God, and to know God we must know ourselves first. Masters come, they don't come to change outer forms. Because man is a social being, he must have some social body to live in. They allow it, all right. First step is taken. More of that, you see, more than 700 social bodies in the world. They don't touch this. But the purpose for which those social bodies came into being, and whatever models are made there to show the true temple of God, which is our body, put in two symbols of light and sound. That is for the beginners, but that we should just come round to the man body, which is the true temple of God in which we live. So this is what is before us, whether we are joined one school of thought or the other, that makes no difference. So master come, they address, oh man, our old soul. They don't say, oh Hindu, Mohammedan, Christian, hear me, no. They are the labels we have carrying on our body to show in which school of thought we have joined to know God. So this is the subject today. I think we have to go, and we will have to give three talks this in continuation. Those who are interested in these subjects, which is the basic teachings of all masters, they should listen to it and see how far they have succeeded, how further they can do.